Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, and especially when I get a chance to introduce you to our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg. Bill is the chief economist for the National Federation of Independent Business, NFIB, and professor of economics, longtime professor of economics at Temple University, and he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for coming up on a dozen years, and his work, folks, the Index of Small Business Optimism is the gold standard, probably the platinum standard for small business surveys, and we're so happy and fortunate to be able to report on these every month, as Bill has so steadfastly done now for a dozen years. We appreciate him very much. Bill Dunkelberg, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure to be back.
Good to have you back. Bill, we may not like the news in general, the overall sentiment, overall optimism. I'm doing air quotes around optimism here, Bill. The overall optimism of small business, we might not like the numbers, but the trend is in the right direction, isn't it?
Well, it is. Of course, you have to have a starting point for the trend, see. So if you go back to August, then we're up about 6 points from August, which is really, you know, a very nice move in the index. So that's a good gain. But if you go back to January, we're still a half a point below where we started in 2011. And so we didn't go anywhere. So we basically started in January, went down all the way down. The index went all the way down to 88. Now it's back up to about 94, 93.8.
With 100
below. So the last 4 months have been a nice trend. But
yeah. So year over year, we're flat.
Nothing.
But for
right.
the last half year, the trend is in the right direction. And I think
right.
you can't annualize a month, but I think you can. I don't know that we'd annualize 6 months, but I would have to call this 6 months. As I said, we don't like the numbers, but we do like the trend. I think the last 6 months does indicate a trend, but it is a very deliberate, very grudging trend, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, that squares pretty much with all the economic indicators we get. You know, we get reports every week, and they're grudgingly getting better. But of course, every month it's you get a mixed bag. You get two steps forward and a step back kind of thing. So the net progress isn't great, but it is pretty clearly forward, and that's good news. That's what we'd like to have. So
well, when it's this,
we're still the index is still 6 points below the average that we've seen, and of course about 15 points below where we would be in the same position in a recovery, say, from the 2001 recession.
Right. Well, it's so incremental, so tight, this growth, that even people who are experiencing it almost don't notice it, and if they do notice it, they don't trust it, do they?
Yeah, I liked your term grudging. It's like, it's just really having a hard time slugging it out. And, of course, again, because of the huge amount of uncertainty, we have a new record high percent of our owners who said now is a bad time to expand that blamed the political environment. So it's like
right.
one in four of them said, well, it's the political uncertainty in Washington that's really
right.
My main reason why I'm not going to expand my business. I don't know what's going to be happening.
Well, we've been hearing that now for some time, and Washington. I don't know if they even get that or not, but because the Washington still continues to act like Washington, the national politicians and on both sides of the aisle, and the small business owner out here hears all the rhetoric that's going on, all the arguing, all the bad management.
The recess appointments, for example.
That's part of it, exactly. Those kinds of things, and the anti-market, the anti-market rhetoric that they hear.
Yeah, very strong.
Our friend Don Boudreau said, you know, he was talking about some of the decisions that have been made, some of the language that's been used. And he says it's not anti-business because some businesses, some businesses are being favored, others are not. He said it's not anti-business. He said it's worse. It's anti-market.
Yes.
And I agree.
And the government's still using lots of our money to try to make decisions about winners and losers.
Yeah.
And history is so clear on that. Government can't pick winners and losers. Government does not create wealth. They don't create jobs. Somehow or another, the message doesn't get through. You know, here's a thought.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you come back with
sure.
that right after these messages.
All right.
We'll take a quick break. Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, and he and I will be right back after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Down to the crossroads, down out on my knees. That's all I've got for mercy, if you please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.